Good day, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Power Chat. I am Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech. Perhaps two of the most common services requested at TNTech are opening a new account or transferring an account. Today, we start a two-part episode to discuss these services. And joining us again is Ms. Sonia Alcal, the Acting Commercial Manager, who would provide more information on the process to open an account. We may think that only new homeowners would need a new TNTech account, but is this in fact so, Sonia?
Good day, Annabelle. Good to be here again. No, not only new homeowners would need a new TNTech account. At TNTech, an account is created for each meter installed. So if a homeowner rewires their building for additional meters, then new accounts have to be created for every additional meter. If a tenant is required by the landlord to have the electricity supply in their name, then a new account has to be created as well. In fact, a new account is created whenever there is a transfer of responsibility for an electricity supply.
Can you tell us then what is required from the customer to open a new account?
Sure, Annabelle. Residential customers would be required to show proof of ownership, pay a refundable service deposit of $95 for each meter, provide at least one form of national ID, and they must also provide an inspection certificate from the Government Electrical Inspectorate, where applicable. In addition to the above, residential tenants would be required to provide a letter of authorization from the owner or their agent, which must state the effective date of occupancy, along with a copy of the owner's ID. For owners living abroad, the letter must be notarized. Commercial and industrial customers must show proof of ownership as well, and they also pay a refundable service deposit. But for commercial customers, their service deposit is $95, and industrial customers, their service deposit is based on the tariff as well as the reserve capacity. In addition, they must provide a registration certificate of the company or a certificate of incorporation, a letter from the company authorizing the bearer to sign on its behalf, an ID of the company's representative, a copy of the ID of one of the directors, the company's stamp or seal, as well as a load detail. A load detail, Annabelle, is a list of all equipment to be used at the installation, together with the characteristics of supply. If the company isn't registered, an electricity account must be opened in the name of an individual associated with the company who would be held responsible for the charges. In addition, companies that are tenants should provide a letter of authorization from the owner or their authorized agent.
This would be a good time to talk about the different customer categories and the rates they pay, Sonia. Can you describe those for us?
The three main categories are residential, commercial, and industrial. Residential refers to all domestic and household electricity supplies for use by one family living in one residence and supplied from one meter. These customers are billed on a tiered basis, ranging from 26 cents per kilowatt hour to 37 cents. There is also a customer charge of $6. The commercial rate applies to an electricity supply for purposes other than domestic and household in a single installation, supplied from one meter. Both residential and commercial accounts are billed bi-monthly. The industrial rate refers to an electricity supply with a reserve capacity of 51 kVA and over. There are several classes for industrial customers depending on their load requirement, ranging from B1 to E5. Details of our rates are available on our website.
Thank you very much for that, Sonia. I know that customers, particularly residential customers, sometimes find that their bills are too high. But let me use this opportunity to remind you that bills are actual reads and not estimates. However, you can manage your bill by paying attention to your usage patterns and adjusting accordingly. We do have a helpful guide on our website that you can use to estimate the power consumption of your appliances and calculate your bills. So, Sonia, can you quickly tell us what is the process for reconnection of an account after disconnection for non-payment?
If an account is disconnected for non-payment, the customer is required to pay the total outstanding balance on the account, as well as the reconnection fee of $132.75, which is VAT inclusive. Reconnection will then be done within 24 hours of payment. Customers who were disconnected for non-payment are advised to make their payment at a TNTech service center. If this supply was disconnected for more than 3 months, then the customer is required to provide a valid inspection certificate of approval from the Government Electrical Inspectorate before they can have this supply reconnected.
Thank you so very much, Sonia, for that information. As always, listeners, you can visit our website, ttec.co.tt, to get much more information on the topics discussed today, particularly the rates for each customer category and the details of what is required for opening your account. I am Annabelle Brasnell, and Sonia Alkal will join us again next week on Power Chat as we continue this conversation and discuss how to transfer a TNTech account.